Psalm meditation today is from Psalm 6. Please turn there in your New King James Bibles.
Psalm 6 in the New King James Bible, a psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chastise me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake, for in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. At night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. As we continue here in this beginning section of the book of Psalms, again we have here a picture of, well, the psalmist here is crying out to God, again asking that question that we hear so often in Scripture, how long, O Lord, how long? And as you read through here, and if you read most of the commentaries on the Psalms, you'll see that this is a psalm of David at a certain time in his life, or a psalm for the people of God when they're troubled. A psalm looking at God's, not punishment, not destruction, but discipline, his correction in the Christian's life. But again, I want to point out this is not what this psalm is about. It's useful for that, but not just because it's a reminder of God working in our life. This psalm more is a psalm of Jesus, again, in his preparing and going through his punishment, punishment that he didn't deserve, but punishment for our sake. And I'll go into a little more detail of, well, first of all, of why that is, as I get there. It begins, now all through here again, we see the word Lord in the small caps, and again, that is Jehovah, Yahweh, the covenant name of God, not Elohim, not Adonai, but the covenant name of God. So it's crying out to him as a son, or in the name of the covenant, not just calling out to a powerful God, but a redeeming God, a loving God. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. This isn't saying, God, don't discipline me. It's saying, don't do it in anger. Don't do it in displeasure. Do it in love. But in Jesus' case, again, he was taking the punishment for us. Have mercy on me, O Jehovah, for I am weak. O Jehovah, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Yahweh, how long? Now this should immediately and completely put you in the mind, in the mind of Jesus as he was praying in the garden as the apostles slept. He was greatly troubled, and he was confessing a weakness to the Father. And again, it's hard for us to think that way, because we forget that Jesus was totally man, or complete man as well as God. And he was broken at the thought of being broken on the cross for our sin. Return, O Jehovah, and deliver me. Save me for your mercy's sake. Here it is mercy that's being called upon. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning, and at night I make my bed swim. He's crying. This psalm breaks me up when I think of this. Crying out to the Father in tears all night long. Tears as if they were blood. Sweating as if it were blood. Crying out, knowing what he was going to go through. And then in verse 8 here, the corner is turned. It's the same as when he said it is finished or the curtain was torn. He was separated. He did suffer death. But then at the end, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Salvation was accomplished, and the favor of God was returned upon Jesus as he rose from the grave. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Again, the picture here of Jesus being risen, not just as he was, but into his role as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So all the evildoers, the sinners, those who would not repent would flee before him. I want to make the point again, and I'm going to keep making this point. The Jews, the Israelites, the Old Testament believers who really understood the meaning of the temple sacrifice, who understood what it meant to have the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, knew Jesus. They sang of Jesus. They looked forward to the Christ, the Messiah, coming to take their sins away. But it wasn't just a hope. It wasn't just a longing. It was a confident expectation. For they sang psalms like this. All through the Psalter we find these, where it's not, I hope this happens, but we know it will happen, and it's even spoken of as if it had happened. They knew Jesus, and they sang these same psalms. We should be honored at the opportunity to sing along with our brothers all the way back through time. So we'll sing this now, and sing it remembering the salvation that Jesus bought you. And at the end, remembering, if you are saved, then you too are rescued from the displeasure, the anger, the punishment of God. Psalm 6.